We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. Four former Los Angeles County social workers cleared of criminal charges this morning in the tortured death of a young Antelope Valley boy. They had essentially been accused of failing to protect 8-year-old Gabriel Fernandez, who was killed back in 2013. KNX 1070's John Baird is live near the downtown courthouse with the story.
The young boy suffered terrible injuries leading to his death, and his mother and her boyfriend were eventually convicted of murder for the death of Gabriel Fernandez. But the DA had filed felony charges against two social workers and their two supervisors for not protecting Gabriel. Charges included child abuse and falsifying public records. A judge had refused to dismiss the charges, but a state appellate court panel told him to do so, and he took that action this morning.
This court has been directed to vacate its previous order denying the petitioner's motion to dismiss the information and to issue a new order granting the motion to dismiss.
So the judge tossed out the charges against the social workers. The DA's office decided not to take the case to the California Supreme Court. Afterward, attorneys for some of the social workers would only say this.
We are very grateful for the court's decision in light of the fact that the court has found that they are all factually innocent.
Gabriel Fernandez's mom was sentenced to life without parole. Her boyfriend was sentenced to death. Live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070.
A half dozen Los Angeles inmates have died of coronavirus complications. This pandemic taking a toll on people behind bars dominated today's meeting of the Sheriff's Civilian Oversight Commission. Let's go live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
An assistant Los Angeles sheriff told the oversight commissioners that the six inmate deaths did happen during their treatment at county hospitals. But by far the most dramatic part of this meeting was testimony from two former Los Angeles inmates speaking anonymously, fearing retaliation, talking about coronavirus dangers at Men's Central Jail.
We were in individual cells, like the size of maybe like a very small restroom. So social distancing was hard. Just the showers were filthy. It was just a breeding ground for disaster. The module next to us was quarantined. At the same time, the same trustees that issued their food came to our tiers and issued our food. Like five or six deputies, they caught the virus.
The assistant sheriff representing the L.A. Sheriff's Department told the civilian oversight commissioners that he had no reason to doubt the claim, said that he would look into it. 2,500 inmates, he says, under coronavirus quarantine right now, and that 43 inmates are being treated for symptoms of coronavirus infections. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A motion will be introduced next week at the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors meeting to establish an anti-racist LA County policy agenda. Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas says it calls for making legislative policy and program changes to prioritize physical and mental health, housing and employment, and justice for African Americans.
So I think in this moment it's incumbent upon those of us who sit in these positions of authority to begin the conversation and engage in how we dismantle systemic vestiges of racism and bias within these entities.
The heads of several Los Angeles County departments issued a statement earlier this week pledging to stand against racism. This all comes in the wake of the George Floyd protests. Barbershops and beauty salons are calling on state officials to allow them to see customers outdoors so they can stay operating under the governor's new virus order. Glendale salon owner Rosie Ibarra tells KNX they want the state licensing board to change its rules.
Obviously, it's not ideal, but it is possible. I'm sure many people have seen where people have gone outdoors to do, let's say, cut-a-thons or events outside under 10.
They want a temporary waiver from the state board of barbering and cosmetology. At this point, the board is still insisting all operations must be conducted indoors. The busiest hospital in Los Angeles County is being stretched thin by the surge in coronavirus cases. The chief medical officer at County USC Medical Center near downtown LA says they're on the verge of full capacity with medical teams stressed out and very tired. Dr. Brad Spellberg telling CNN recently that is beginning to slow.
Instead of getting hit with a big, massive surge that suddenly overwhelmed us, like happened in New York and Italy, for example, what we're seeing is a steady, continuous rise. It's almost like boiling a frog each week more and more and more.
What he said there is that it recently began to slow. He says the problem isn't just a lack of beds, but not enough medical workers to handle the load.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.